scenery entry described as documentary theater. Talk a little bit about what that means in general, but also what it means particularly in terms of this show.
Basically, what it means is that the entire show is taken directly from interviews that KJ and I did with members of the Marine Corps and their families. Pretty much every word you hear on the stage is something that someone actually said.
And then the artistry of it is we have edited it only in that we've followed particular arcs, but we haven't changed the chronology of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is we share with the audience what we heard from these Marines who are currently serving and their families.
Yeah, talk a little bit about precisely who you interviewed and the circumstances under which the interviews took place.
We began with who we knew. And this is pretty common knowledge. The family that's in the play is Emily's family. So we began with her brothers. We went to the base that they were located at. And the way this process works is viral. You gain one person's trust, and they introduce you to two people. You gain their trust, they introduce you to four. And I think it's because it was important when we asked questions that we were non-judgmental listeners. They didn't know how we felt about anything. They didn't know what our politics were. They didn't know how we were responding emotionally. And that means either letting the person know you like what they're saying or dislike it. That impacts what they're going to say. But if you're a non-judgmental listener, they'll tell you anything.
What did you learn that surprised you?
I think one of the things that surprised me was the sense of humor. And the play is really laced with a surprising sense of humor. It's an irreverent sense of humor. And a commanding officer explained to us that humor breaks up the panic cycle. It's a vital part of who you are as a Marine, is to be able to tell a joke at the right moment and put everyone at ease. So that surprised me. Also surprised me that there was a real, I immediately noticed sort of hackles being raised whenever there was a sense of sympathy. We met so many professionals who love what they do, are proud of what they're doing, and it's shocking to them when they encounter a civilian who takes pity on them in any way, because they love their job and they do their job very well, and they're a lot of quiet professionals, and that's not often how active duty service members are represented.
But I was surprised at how ashamed I would feel, just as kind of an American citizen, even with family in the military, how uninvolved we are in their conflict. You know, this is not the country at war, this is a military at war, and talking to these people, that made that so clear.
We heard a lot of people talk about coming back, and you see no representation of us being a country at war anywhere you look. So they go from combat to standing in line at the grocery store, and no one next to them in that line at the grocery store knows what's going on. We don't hear a lot of information about the wars. You don't, if you look around, you wouldn't know that we were a country at war right now. So that was one of the challenges that we heard about. A commanding officer said, you know, imagine you're so exhausted, you're in combat. He said, you lead men so tired, you had to kick them to keep them going. And then you have to come back and hear about the country having war fatigue. Oh, you're fatigued, huh? Yeah, it was exhausting for you.
What were some, I mean, we hear a lot about the things that, that returning soldiers, veterans, say the war experience cost them. What are some of the things that they said the war experience gave them?
Oh my gosh, we talked to so many people. And this, you know what, I will say this. This was a big surprise to me. A lot of the people that we talked to believed that they were their absolute best self in a combat situation or in a combat zone, because the work that some of them were able to do over there was incredible. You know, my brother, for example, is an engineer, so they build stuff. And he's like, we could build a school in, you know, a couple of days with just a handshake. He's like, and then you have to come back to the United States, and it's, you know, death by PowerPoint and death by red tape. But a lot of the servicemen and women that we talked to in a combat zone, they felt that they were literally the best self that they would ever be.
Yeah, we heard a lot of people who said that serving right now gave them a sense of pride, professionalism, strength. They discovered strengths in themselves that they never had. And a sense of family. I found myself in my own life very hungry for what the Marine Corps has, which is a sense of home. And, you know, you turn to your buddies in any situation, you make a phone call and they are there for you. How many people do get to say that?
KJ Sanchez and Emily Ackerman in conversation with WFPL's Graham Shelby. They co-authored Reentry. Sanchez is directing it, and it is on stage at Actors Theater of Louisville up through December 17th. We have that on our website at WFPL.org if you want to check that out. Again, we'll share it over on the Facebook page, too, so you can hand it off to a few friends of yours.